Now, what am I going to do? Am I going to complain first or am I going to brag first? I'd rather brag. No bad vibes. You know, here it is. Right in the video. No bad vibes. See that? Oh, you can't. Because of the green. Because my green screen is just cutting right through me. Can you see that kind of? No bad vibes? Can you see that? No bad vibes? No bad vibes. It's so green. No, that was a sticker that was given to me by one of the local skate shops. It's really, really fantastic what that skate shop has done. Really, honestly, really, really amazing people. No bad vibes. They've just got this culture of just being your best, trying to stay positive, do what you can do, look forward. And that's just, it's funny, that's just been a theme for me all week. But anyhow, no, I have now installed an Arch Nginx Apache reverse proxy server. That's right. An Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux. Now, do you know how many tutorials there are on the internet for how to install an Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux? There's not one tutorial on the internet about how to install an Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux. Yours truly installed the Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux himself. I had to figure, I don't even know why it works. All I do, I just know enough about Nginx, and I know much about Apache, and I know enough about different Linux versions that I just look at it and I go, oh, well, if we're changing that, we probably should change this also. And so I do it. I go through the whole thing. Voila. It works. Bugless. No problems. You're welcome. I don't know what you're welcome. No, you're... Well, of course they don't know what an Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux is, George. They listen to this because... Well, okay, giving credit where due, some of them are smart enough that they might. But they enjoy listening to this because everybody else in the room is looking at them while they listen intently, and other people are going, wow, you're so smart, you understand that? And I just sit there and listen. I don't agree with it, I don't have to understand it. It makes them look smart to just hear me talking about an Nginx Apache reverse proxy on Arch Linux. All right, so I've installed an Nginx Apache reverse proxy server on Arch Linux. Isn't that great? No, I've put in layman's terms. Basically, it means that my personal web servers are cutting edge. It's hard to do. It's stable. It's the newest versions of stuff. That's Arch Linux, and you got to know how to manage Arch Linux. It's a lion. You got to catch it by the tail and you got to manage it. Well, you got to be, in order to do Arch Linux, you got to be a lion tamer. You really got to befriend the lion. And then you got to really know how stuff works. No, it's tricky. It's difficult, but it makes web servers able to get along with everybody, and it makes them able to really handle a lot of traffic really well. And I figured it out yesterday. I've been building other things and getting up to the point where I finally needed to do that, and I got it going. Now that I've bragged, I think it's time to complain a little bit. WordPress, you know, if you're using WordPress, you might have noticed in the recent versions that there's a lot of this, at least I've had it telling me that, you know how you're typing away on WordPress and it tells you that there's a backup version that's different from what you've got? And that warning keeps coming up again and again and again, even though it shouldn't be there. It's like, no, what I've saved is the most current version. There shouldn't be a backup. And the thing is this, I actually wrote a web blog engine for my Linux class, for my PHP class. I actually created an editor. I think it's better. I really love the editor, better than WordPress. But I wrote it, VIP Linux. But I wrote it, and I solved that problem. When you save it, Well, George, of course my blog engine is good enough that it's going to do backups like that. Of course. I wouldn't. You want backups. You want like emergency. Like you didn't save it, but it crashed. Do you want to pick up where you left off like 30 seconds ago? Yeah, of course I wrote that. But whenever I save it, I completely clear that out. WordPress isn't doing that. And I know why. It's because you get these people in their 20s and 30s, they get all dreamy about the latest, fanciest, shiniest tools, and they don't want to look at fundamental stuff. And it's they're so lost in mixing cocktails of cocktails, they don't know how to use raw ingredients. And so they're making stuff complicated. They think that they're so smart that they know how to mix gummy bears and Jell-O and Hamburger Helper. And I'm like, let's talk about how to make rice. Just use finger. Uncle Roger, Asia people always use finger. Just use, why you measure? You use measure cup. Why use measure cup? Use finger. How to make rice. Let's talk about real Italian seasoning. Let's grow the oregano and basil and thyme in our window next to the kitchen. Like, let's get real food, man. Cut with mixing gummy bears and Hamburger Helper and thinking you're a gourmet chef, you internet guys at WordPress. All right. Now, I love you all. There's a lot of good there. It's all in friendly rivalry. Okay, so I still use WordPress. I love it. In fact, WordPress is going to be one of the first things I'm going to make sure I'm installing on my new servers that, of course, have that Nginx Apache reverse proxy server installed on Arch Linux. So I'm in everything that I'm doing, I'm focusing on the next step in front of me. I'm looking at my buddies and my friends here in Taiwan, and I'm watching what's happening with their Instagram accounts exploding and their YouTube channels steadily growing. And I'm looking at their weaknesses and I'm looking at their strengths, and I'm going, the thing that puts them ahead is their intent focus on the next step. I mean, these friends of mine over here, local celebrities, I don't mean to brag, and not that it really matters, but just defining a celebrity as someone that has a relatively positive social media following, okay? I'm ultra little baby. I've got two YouTube channels that are under 1,000, just under 1,000. You know, that doesn't mean anything at all. It's very aggravating because it's just enough to think that you're important, but you're not. And so it goes to your head, but it doesn't get you anything. And it's like, come on, man, I just want to focus on helping people. And I've got a little Instagram account that's plus, I don't know, it's like 270 versus 200, like per people that I follow. All right. I'm with these friends and they all have positive social media followings. And the one thing that sets them apart is that they focus on the next step. And they've got lots of character flaws. They got lots of bad habits. They've got, you know, they're real people who struggle with real issues. But the thing that puts them up there and ahead, that they're good at what they do. They're good at friends. They're good at skateboarding. They're good at holding the camera and making, quick skateboard videos for their buddies at the park. They're good at stuff, multiple things. And as they do that, they focus on the next step. They don't dream about the future. They don't get stuck on the past. You know, they have their vices and their flaws and their addictions that they should let go of and kick, but they focus on the future and they keep looking at what they can do to be better in their work. We often get all lost in theory, and that the people who excel are all about taking the next step, not planning the next step, but taking it. And so they step wrong. So they keep stepping. And apparently it's the best of all the flaws. It's the best one because it leads to the most progress. If you just keep stepping somewhere, I mean, what do they say? Not even God can steer a parked car. See you tomorrow.